For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, everybody. Here is the new studio. Look at everything you paid for.
See?
Ooh.
It's getting there.
Punch Drunk Sports. Join us in studio is one of my favorite people on the planet. I've just hung out with him for half an hour, and I love him even more. Please welcome Seattle's own Jeff Dye, everybody.
Thank you. Applause. Thank you very much.
Very sonic'd out. Very supersonic'd out.
Jeff, we've shared TV credits.
Yes.
We were both on Whitney's talk show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Which I thought was a really funny show.
Yeah.
I always felt that Whitney was the victim of her ability to get Suits to do whatever the fuck she wants.
Absolutely.
And that somehow she convinced Suits to give her two shows at the same time.
Three shows almost, right?
Yeah.
The two drunk chicks, or whatever.
Right. Three fucking shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the secret of success to Two Drunk Girls was? Or Two Broke Girls?
Tits. Those tits.
Whitney's not on it. That's
Whoa!
Hey,
three shows. The one
See,
that does the
I
best.
I love Whitney, though. I just have a weird thing with her. It's just like, I'm just like, I have this thing with Whitney where it's like, we're friends. I treat her really well.
Yeah.
But like, I want to do like caveman shit to her. Like, I really, but I can't tell her that because like, because women get, female comics are either really cool to sexual energy or like, I would love the
standoff energy. Yeah.
Were you always, get that a lot, Jeff? Do you get a lot of, like, this female comics who don't want you to say perverted shit to them?
Well, the thing about female comics is like, people are like, you must hook up with all these female comics. It's like, no, female comics don't like dudes. So it's tricky.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah. I have zero success rate with lesbians.
Would you say, Jeff, that if a girl doesn't want to fuck you, she's a lesbian? Is that like a test?
In my mind, yeah.
Like, oh. In everyone's mind, that's the fact.
Yeah, it's like, I have an ego to protect here.
Yeah.
But one day we were talking.
No, she's great. I love Whitney.
Have you always been attracted to her?
Since day one,
since she came around.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah, I always think she's been attractive, you know, but now she's got that
power.
Famous. Well, she's got the famous polish that you see people get. Like,
sure.
If you've seen Gerard Carmichael
rich
lately, like,
vitamins.
He gets fucked. He's got the famous polish.
Like glow,
rich people vitamins.
Yeah, they eat well. Their skin's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you'd see like that tax break that they jump into.
Is that a $700 jacket?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
interesting.
Is that a Trader Joe's salad? Wow. Yeah, that must be good for you.
So Whitney definitely has that famous person polish.
Oh, yeah.
But I've always been attracted to her. But one day we were just talking, and it's like I just feel, and I love Whitney Death, I think she is one of those people who overanalyzes everything she does at every moment, at every time. And like, when you get her in a moment where she's just talking.
Sure.
I love it because we are very much alike. Like,
yeah.
I like perverted shit, and she likes doing perverted shit.
There you go.
So, like, when we talk about one day we were just talking, and she had been banging this black guy for a while. And some people are in and out. Like,
she told you this in confidence, I'm sure.
No, she was dating him. The thing about Whitney is, and I love her to death, is that she always dates guys who are of questionable sexuality. It's just
really
weird. She's had a bunch of guys where I'm like, there's internet memes about this guy
That's
being gay.
Hilarious.
So she's dating this pro athlete because she's at a place where, like, she's dating
now
millionaires.
She just answers her tweets, and that's who she's having sex with.
Yeah, yeah. Or first-round draft picks. Those are the two people who she's dating, right? And she's dating this one guy, and he's like, you're too skinny, bitch. Like, And she gained like 15 pounds, but it was like a great 15.
Right, right. In like, all the right places.
That guys like. What guys really like. Not this like Chelsea Lately, like sure. gay guy and fat chick fucking what they like. Like what
yeah.
meat and potatoes men really like.
Sure.
And so she was talking. She had this kind of really sexy like kind of like they were like sweatpants, but they were like dress up. It was weird. It was like a 1970s gym lookout. It was like look. It was like really weird. But she sits down. We start talking, and she like and we're in the belly room at the green room and upstairs, yeah. green room, belly room, and we go upstairs and we're just talking. And she just leans back into the fucking seat and just goes. The whole conversation is spread eagle.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Just sitting back. Just,
and you just want to get in there.
This and is
I'm
just like,
yeah. I'm going to go.
And I'm like, I'm fighting everything. Just start eating snacks.
You
want to
go
snacks.
Yummy, yum, yum, yeah, yummies. Yeah. You want to go
it
yummies on
a snack.
It is
the belly room, green room. I think that'd be fine.
Have you banged in there?
For it. Yeah, all the time for the battle. That's the green room,
Hold
right?
on. Yeah. Have you banged in the green room?
No, not at all. I've never done anything in the comedy store at all.
Never, really?
Yeah, no.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only benefit you get.
If I come up there, there's always like 25 open micers and boom shagalaga walking around.
Someday I'll give you a tour on where's great places to fuck.
Yeah. That's the joint, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like with Whitney, I always misrepresent myself because she is intimidating. So I feel like I'm always trying to be funny or something, and I'll say some joke, and then she's like, "You cocky punk," and I'm like, "No, it's just a joke. Like I'm trying to impress you."
That's
no,
where
you know
being good looking fucks.
Yeah, she and she's probably very attracted to you. And
I
just,
don't know what it is, but I feel like every time I'm around her, when I leave, I go, "That was not like me at all. What I just did back there."
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, we're going to get into some fun stories of conquest with you, and we're going to talk Seattle sports.
Yes.
Punch Drunk Sports, once again, guys, was it after Tuesday that we reached? I think Tuesday we reached our goal, right?
Yep.
So Tuesday, we reached our goal. All Things Comedy got their 10 grand to build this wonderful studio up. You guys definitely helped. Punch Drunk, by far, was the most comments. I don't know if that means
every other comment was like, hey, you know, some sort of Punch Drunk related. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So
I was surprised to even see that myself.
Yeah, I was too.
Nothing against you people. You fine people. But I was kind of like, wow, this really works.
My fans are great, but they just don't want to participate. They're just like, they're like me. It's like, I don't want to show up to anything.
Right.
I think they don't like being on lists. Like, our fans are like, man, I don't want a paper trail getting back to me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I would love to donate to your show, but I have a warrant out for my arrest. That's kind of our fans.
Yeah.
I was surprised a lot of them were cool with having a paper trail.
Do you know
they're
Eddie
like yet? Atlanta Hawks fans.
Oh, yeah. We'll get
basically
into that.
Basically, like, yeah, I like the Hawks. Yeah, yeah. Do you want to go to the game? Listen, I'm a Hawks fan. Uh-huh. I'm not going to, like,
and it's Black Mecca.
Shirt.
Yeah. If there's anyone you think would be going to a basketball game,
right.
It's people at Black Mecca.
No.
We'll get into that because I want to discuss because you and I disagree on what team you're getting.
I hope so.
So real quick, thank you guys so much. BetDSI, guys, they love you guys. We owe them a lot of stuff. We're going to have to renew this thing for free because the transition. But BetDSI, go to BetDSI, use Punch Drunk for $10 betting cash. I hope you guys made some money on the football game, some UFC fights. We're getting all that.
And now's the time to bet. College football, the college football tournament, college basketball's hot, the NBA's hot right now, NFL's almost playoffs. Like, now's a gambler's paradise is right now.
MLB free agency.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. I don't know. Is your team the Mariners?
Yep.
We'll get into all that. And then Caveman Coffee, use Punch Drunk Sports and get 10% off all your coffee, which is great coffee. So all that's going on, go to Amazon links. It is the seasons. If you're going to buy your family members or people you like or your baby's mamas some gift, go to punchdrunksports.com, use the Amazon links, and
shop till your balls fall off.
Hook it up. Are we live? Are we live streaming? Is it looking good? Very cool.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording here now? Like a month?
Five. I think this is our fifth episode.
A month. So it was a month of getting weird, and now we're back, and it's very cool. And
what about December to remember?
Oh, yeah, guys. Okay. People are already commenting about the amount of money. Guys.
Ari will give you $1,000 cash.
No,
right?
He won't.
Is that true?
No, it's
$1,000 cash from Ari Shaffir.
Guys, here's what's going to happen. It's a December to remember. You know, we're the number one independent sports podcast. Everybody, if you go on Stitcher above us, are all like Fox Sports, ESPN, and then it's like Punch Drunk.
Levitard.
So yeah, it's all those, and they're all great, but we're the only independent one. So we think if you know somebody who's your friends who love sports or into weird shit, have a warrant out for their arrest, any of that stuff, if you're into that, tell a friend. So it's a December to Remember. What we're basically doing is anybody who can get five of their friends to check out the show, we're going to send you a Punch Drunk sticker.
And $1,000 cash from Ari Shaffir.
Okay, talk to Ari about that. And then...
You know, we're going
to
make it $2,000 from Ari Shaffir.
You know what? I like what Jeff Dye is saying. $2,000 from Ari Shaffir. That's cash money, man.
And what's available, Tebow?
Well, I'll tell you what's available. How about the new Punch Drunk shirt? Why would I lie? Sam Tripoli. Go to punchdrunksports.com and you can get the shirt. We're almost, we're about half sold out.
Yeah.
And once those are out, we'll make the new one. And then once that's out, we'll make the other new one.
We're going to make
the hat that's on the shirt.
Yeah.
The Punch Drunk Sports hat that you're wearing.
Well, they were going to put an L, but we have a lot of friends from San Francisco who listen to the show, and it was going to be blue and white. I'm like, there's no way we're getting anyone from the Bay to buy a fucking Dodgers.
Punch Drunk Dodger shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's available. Check it out. They're selling quick, man, so we're sending them out. Now, here's what we wanted to do. We wanted to put a holiday card, and I found this really – I was telling these guys before the show. I found this really great graphics designer who does amazing work.
Yeah.
I'm going to find his
And what happened with him, Sam?
Well, I go, hey, man, will you make a Christmas card for us? And he's like, oh, hell yeah, man. He's like, I go, it involves my friend's nuts. He's like, dude, no problem.
And then what
happened? I sent him all the stuff today. This is what I got. I don't know if I can do this card, to be honest with you. He goes, funny stuff. But he's really good. If you find him on he's an amazing graphic designer. Designs, okay, I'm going to assume this guy's black, too, by the spelling. Designs R Us. It's ZRUS dot bigcartel.com. Check out his work if you need some graphic design stuff.
Should you explain why maybe he didn't, that he's not as comfortable?
Yeah.
Well, do we want to explain in case we get it done?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it involves Ari's fucking balls, which, you know, we're like, hey, can you send us some pictures? And
just so this guy gets a little bit of an out. Like, he's not like he just was like, I ran out of time.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it because there's some.
He's got to sit there staring at these nuts.
Dude, no, for 10 minutes, Ari was just bombing me and Tripoli in this text thread with pictures of his junk. And he's got, like,
I'm going to send you a picture.
If he was a porn star, he would be, like, you know how porns do those, like, remakes of movies? His, you know, like, fucking Schindler's Fist or whatever. He would be Benjamin Butthole.
Yeah.
Because he has the dick and balls of an 80-year-old man.
He looks like those kids who have those disease where they're, like, 10, but they look 85.
Yeah, but he's
at an age where it should be in the
middle.
Are you ready to look at this?
We should be meeting his nuts.
Oh, I was
going to
show him one, too.
Are you ready to look at
this? Yeah, let's see this.
Okay.
I'm preparing myself. Oh, my good.
That's not even the one. That's not even the one.
There's worse than that.
Why is his wiener tucked in a belt?
Because he's just weird like that, dude. And then, have you seen this?
It's this one. Look at that dick and ball. Like, are you a 90-year-old man?
That's the
I don't
want to
show the camera, but I will slowly move my... That's the one that's the worst one.
I don't know, dude. I guess it is worse because the dick is...
Mike,
there.
You said you think that
Flynn.
This...
What's worse, that picture right there?
That's Ari's dick and balls.
Right here.
That's a dick of an 80-year-old man.
A million times.
All right.
I will say this.
Get it off my phone.
The designer is a black guy, you think?
Yes.
Right. And this is a stereotype, but I'll be racist just for one moment.
This is the racist zone.
That black guys are... less inclined to anything that's like near homosexual. Yeah, like,
weird because there is, like, do you know who voted down gay marriage originally in the state of California?
If they're smart,
Hispanics,
gay people.
And blacks.
Really?
Catholics. Hispanic and black Catholics. But if you drive by Donut Time over here, trannies, Hispanics, and blacks.
You can't find a white tranny.
Right? It's so weird. It's like white trannies are like weird premiums. You know?
It's funny when you do a gay joke in like a predominantly like white club. Like, you know, I did some joke where I was like, you know, I thought maybe I was gay for a minute, you know, because I didn't... you know, I thought maybe it was like onions. Like, I didn't like onions when I was a kid, and now I do. Maybe dicks like that.
Yeah.
That was the joke. And I'll do that, like, in a
great
white
joke.
Club. And people laugh. But, like, if I do, like, in a black comedy club, you hear, like, some black dude be like, uh-oh, motherfucker. Like, uh-oh. Like, they can't even hear it.
it's so weird, right?
Yes, I'm sure maybe this guy's looking at balls and dicks. And he's like, you know
what?
Gay jokes. I'll do some other Christmas card.
We're in an interesting place with gay jokes because it's like there's such a reach right now to be like, and homophobia.
Sure.
That, like, crowds don't know how to react to it. It's like, it's got to be like doing a black joke in the 80s. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've made so much money off of universities, like, because they're like, oh, he's a comic who's cleaner and he looks, you know, he looks clean. He looks like a good, you know, nice guy. And I'll tell you, what's making our world better is how PC everyone is. I really believe that. I really believe, like, it's making the earth a better place, that we're so accepting.
Yeah, but
like
we're the only place doing
it. Your sexuality this, your colors this, you're into this. Oh,
I'm
guys,
with you.
You like My Little Pony? No big deal. Like, yeah. Everything is fine. Yeah. Which is great. That makes the world better. It makes comedy worse.
Yeah.
Like, they come to these shows, and they're just like, well, I have opinions about this, and that's hurtful. And you're like, no, no, these are all jokes,
yeah.
Stupid. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
So it is
making
weird.
Comedy worse.
I was doing a joke where I fouled Brett Morin one time, mm-hmm. And he was doing a joke about his brother being gay.
Right.
And Justin Martindale runs up on stage and was like, I'm the guy who banged his brother, and the place cheers.
Rooting him on.
I'm like, you just gave an applause break to butt fucking.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Go for it.
Because you love butt fucking.
Then I walk up on stage, and I tell the story about how I lost a bet to Ari, and I had to watch 2 hours of gay porn. And the same crowd that just cheered butt fucking,
sure,
collectively threw up in their mouth. Just like, oh! I heard them go, oh! I'm like, whoa, what just happened here?
Yeah. It's the weirdest.
It's like, we accept you. And they're like, that's a terrible bet.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're like, we accept you. We just want to know about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They accepted him. They're like, we accept you, Martindale, for all of the things you do. And then you came up and they go, we don't approve of this bet. That's disgusting that you had to watch what we just gave the stamp of approval to 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, well, because it wasn't.
I think it's fine that you get to fuck a guy in the ass, and I'm happy that you're coming out and being stand up enough to fucking admit that's what you do. And then you came out, you're virtually them. And then you come out, and you're like, hey, man, I lost this bet, and I had to watch what you guys just gave the fucking green light to. I had to watch it on the internet. And they're like, go. Oh, fuck yourself. That's horrible.
Go fuck yourself, me.
Yeah, they're basically like, we
fuck
like
you,
the
me.
Act. We don't want to have to watch it.
Yes. Exactly right.
It's so retarded.
It makes no sense. Well, that's the thing. That's the strangest part is like, since it's inappropriate to call people gay, it's changed my life. It's changed. Like, people can't call me gay.
Why, you get less shit
people
from people?
Me. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's shouting it at a car windows anymore.
You get it all the time, huh?
Yeah, I used to. Not anymore.
Yeah.
This PC thing's
because
really
you're so good looking enough that you're like, that guy's too good looking to be competing with me for pussy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume he's gay.
I'll call him gay.
Yeah. And when other straight guys are calling you gay, it's not like, I think you're gay, man, in a disrespectful way. It really is like, God, I hope that guy's gay.
100%.
Because if he's straight, I now have to dumb down who I'm trying to hook up with tonight. Because he has shotgun.
Yeah.
If he's straight, he has shotgun on pussy tonight.
The first 4 years of my career, like every comic that came up after me, like, hey, give it up for that gay guy, it just brings the house down. But now if they do that, like it's completely not politically correct.
It's so fun. Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it will eventually get to the same way where it's like, now you can do black jokes.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's all intention now with black jokes.
Sure.
Because there is so much overreaching of racism. Black jelly beans? Did you say black jelly beans? You're racist! And people are like, whoa, pump the brakes.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of the internet, because it speeds everything up.
Yeah, so
because now everybody can bitch. Everyone's like, okay, now we're getting a little out of control.
Yeah, so in
a couple years, you'll be able to do gay jokes that are real gay jokes.
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't care. New York City. Like, my home club's the Comedy Cellar, and I was shocked because my home club here is Comedy Magic. It's a great club, but it's very like
I love
corporate
it.
Comedy.
Yeah,
kinda, like,
he likes
old
clean.
White crowd.
How did that become your home club?
That was my home club. When I moved here in 2008, a lot of the comics who work that club knew of me from Last Comic Standing, and like who I worked with in Seattle, and they were like, "Oh, this guy's in," and so they just kind of adopted me. And if I was to be completely honest, I think that they looked at me the
way you blew like, somebody there.
No, I think they looked at me the way a dad looks at like a young white guy, and is like, "Oh, he reminds me of me. Like, I'll let him in the Masons Club." You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like that kind
of
this
kind of
young
those
kid,
older guys,
this
like,
little whippersnapper.
I think they saw me and was, you know, he's probably gonna work cruise ships like me someday, and he's gonna wear a blazer. Like they saw a young version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyways, that was my whole goal. But then, so a comic who I won't name recommended me to go to the Comedy Cellar.
Why wouldn't you recommend his name? What happened?
Well, because he doesn't recommend anyone, and that's the only reason I got in. Like, I'm like the only person he's ever like vouched for.
Okay.
So, and he's like, please don't, because then people will come to me and ask me. And Esty was like, if this guy's recommending this comic, like, he just needs to do an audition, and if he does good, I'll let him in. So she gave me like a 10-minute set, like on a Friday or whatever, and then I got passed immediately, which I guess never happens at that club. But anyways, long story short, I went from this very PC, beautiful, kind of like old money, white guy comedy club where, you know, you get in trouble by the owner if you say too many F words, you know?
Who did I just see somebody had a conversation with him that you were too dirty? Oh, Brett Ernst told me he was doing a set there. And he said, I want to say the word asshole, cocksucker.
Oh,
I think he said
there's
cocksucker.
No way you can get with cocksucker there.
And he goes, well, I just said cocksucker. I go, yeah, dude. He goes, it's not a swear word. I go, you're calling a guy sucking cock.
Yeah.
There's no like Christian way of saying that.
You could say like fucking crazy. You can't say cocksucking crazy. Like the audience is going to go, what? Cocksucking?
The only time I get to play that room, and I really get it. I really love Richard. He's the fucking nicest dude. He's always treated me well. It's like he's literally one of the only people who still send me, you know, happy birthdays and stuff like that.
He's a good guy, man.
He's a really good guy. But I'm just not right for that room because when I change my act, it's not good
for
anybody.
You. Yeah, well, it's the same reason I'm not like popping around the store that much. People are going to go, it's fucking, it's like Gary Goldman. It's just certain places, and it's not that I'm not funny. It's just that my brand doesn't really fit there that much. It's not very gritty. But that's what I was going to say. My first day at the Comedy Cellar, I couldn't believe the way they throw around the word faggot. Like, it was going from the Comedy Magic Club to the Cellar for 4 months and hearing every night being like, these fucking faggots want to suck dick on the street and parades. And I was like,
is this recently?
It's a few years ago.
Is it still like that?
Yeah.
I feel like lately
they
it's been
give a shit, man.
You know why? Because
it works. The crowd
this
loves
is
it.
The gay mecca.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
This is where the business of gay happens.
It's incredible. I was like really shocked. Like what? Like, and I think it's just the difference is they're just so confident about it, and they just say it whatever, and it's like, hey, it's New York. What are we gonna do?
I think when you're in
it is gay mecca.
It is. It's just like gay people move here to be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is their safe place.
If I was gay, I would move here.
San Francisco isn't the gay. Everyone used to be like,
I would come to L.A.
Where?
I would come to L.A.
Not even close.
It's here, It's like making fun of nerds at Comic-Con. You're like, well, that's not going to fly.
This
is their Comic-Con.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, how did we get on that tangent? I forget what it was. Okay, who cares?
You were talking about some profanity. Brent Ernst talk.
No, that was way deep into it. Anyways, I'm happy you're here. I'm a big fan.
Thanks for having me.
You go to Clipper games. You've had tickets forever.
See tickets 5 years.
We can get into it. You're from Seattle.
Yep.
You know, you're Seattle. You love all the teams.
Mariners, Sonics, Seahawks. Hate the Thunder. Can't wait to get the Sonics back. The only reason I go to Clippers games, which I want to know, I've had season tickets for 5 years, just because Richard, the Comedy Magic Club manager, is a great, close friend of mine, and so.
No, you don't just have seats; you have phenomenal seats.
They're good seats,
and it's got to cost.
Where are your seats?
They're like two rows behind the baseline.
Yeah, and dude, he's on the Jumbotron all the time.
They're fun. See, what is crazy is that. The only reason I got him is because Richard's like, Jeff, I know it's not the Sonics. He like was recruiting me. Like, because the Clippers haven't been good before these last like 4 years or three years. So he was like,
We're well aware.
And so I was like, I'm not going to be a Clippers fan. And he's like, well, you don't have to be a fan, but like, hey, you don't have a team if you want to go in on these season tickets. And I was like, all right. He's had them for like 12 seasons or something like that.
He had them after
he's a real Clipper fan.
Yeah. I've been a Clipper fan for 14 years.
That's insane.
Me
I
too.
Was there when they first.
Really?
When did they.
See,
whatever. Whenever the Staples Center opened, that's how long I've been a Clipper fan.
Holy crap.
Which could be for a long time.
Yeah, that's a long. Well, see, and I just was like, well, I love NBA. I'll just go and watch NBA.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I really love it. And I root for the Clippers, but I would never, by no means say that I'm a
Clippers fan. You like to watch them
like,
and the other
it.
Team.
Like, it's more like the go for the goal. Yeah, but I've never been a Lakers
What's
fan.
What's your dream scenario in the NBA Finals? As a guy who, by fucking proximity, has no team.
Right.
Like, Seattle's, there's no Seattle team.
We'll get into that. You,
well, here's,
who is your, like, if you're like, that's the finals I would love to watch, and that's the team I would want to win it.
You're going to hate one of these two answers, I promise you.
I
hope that the Clippers win a championship. I really want to see that.
So far, I don't hate it.
This is the one you hate. If it can't be the Clippers, mm-hmm. I want LeBron to win every year for 10 seasons.
I'm not a LeBron hater at all.
I don't hate that at all.
I'll never get tired of seeing
I don't hate
LeBron
that whatsoever.
Post, and I hope that he gets a billion rings. Like,
so do I.
I love him so
whatever
much.
Whatever LeBron can do to surpass Kobe.
Me too.
And put him to the wayside so I don't have to hear this bullshit about the. It's so retarded, the comparison of Kobe to Jordan.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Stop it.
It's true.
Everybody, also, stop it. And you really upset me the other day. And you said two different things. You said it twice. What's the word you use?
I appreciate.
Oh, there's
what Kobe's
the third
doing
time you've
season.
Said it. I appreciate.
I appreciate the fact that this guy had double knee surgery and came back and is having a pretty historical year, even though he's chucking up. But still, the fact that he's able to score 30-some
games. I respect what he's doing as an older person with wear and tear on his body.
Different? You're just
appreciate means you're glad he's doing it.
No, that doesn't
I'll tell you, Sam. If you were being paid $7 million by the Comedy Store to come do comedy, and you didn't show up one fucking night for the whole year, and then the next year you decide, I'll fucking throw it around a little bit up on the stage and for the same amount, for maybe more money, I wouldn't appreciate that. I'd be like, where the fuck was he last? Like, Kobe's just
guys
been
using the
A paid.
Word. Kobe. I appreciate you.
I'm not a Kobe fan.
The hugest contract.
I know, dude. But when I take a look at, like, they've done studies on how much money Kobe makes, the Lakers, and it's, like, into the hundreds of millions.
Oh, sure. Of course.
You know, it's like...
Of course.
I get, and I'm fine with a salary cap. I am, because it's like, unless you do that, you're just going to have four teams competing all the time and nobody else competing. And I don't like that in sports. You know, I like socialism in...
That's why football is great.
Yeah.
That's why it's perfect.
Yeah. Football works
out. The economics of the NFL is perfect. Every other sport is like, how can we get our entire league to where the NFL is?
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's just like, Kobe, I mean, I'm glad he stopped talking about rings. I mean, he really, if you listen to what he's saying to
him. He's got a lot of reasons why.
And he's, because it's like, when you sign that contract and you have every right to sign that, you've made it so you are not competing.
Let me ask you this.
But if you're like, I just want to see if I could pass Michael Jordan. And do I have a problem with them stopping the game and him holding up the ball and he's only moved to third?
Right.
There is something to that. There is something to that. Why is Minnesota doing that? Well, because Minnesota has to sell tickets.
Sure.
To get, you have to give them a reason. Even though that team's great, I enjoy watching that team. The Bounce Brothers, I mean, that's fun ball. But it's like, to stop the game and be like, I passed Jordan. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the
He'll
fact that
pass Jordan.
We see that all these players, they leave their feet on the operating table, and whether it's jumping, running fast, or whatever.
Sure.
And he has come back and he has put up some. Is it perfect? No. And you watch his interviews, that guy's hurting, dude. He's like,
He's so defeated.
Emotionally?
I'm so tired.
Yeah. I love
he's
it.
He's been bullying the players at practice. Like,
he deserves
he's
what
an
he
asshole.
Has.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's an asshole.
I agree with that. But he deserves. This team after running everybody out of LA, he deserves his team. But I appreciate the fact that this guy is a 36-year-old who's fucking putting up pretty good numbers.
But we don't root for assholes in many things. You know what I'm saying? Like Barry Bonds surpassed a lot of baseball numbers, but everyone goes, "Yeah, he's a dickhead." So we're not
WWF is where
I know.
You root for
I
know.
I get what you're saying,
and that's a fun asshole.
Yes,
to root
yes.
I would
because
love,
it's not real.
Kobe's just an awful.
I
cheats
totally agree
on
with
his
that.
Wife and rapes
totally,
chicks.
Okay,
and
I'm not going to listen, dude.
Yeah,
the fact that guy cheats on his wife.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not judging anybody. Like, I was watching this MSNBC thing.
I put that in there for the lady listeners. You know, like, oh, he cheats on his.
For the ladies who listen,
one lady
listeners. No, we got a couple listeners, and they know what they're getting into. But
and I appreciate what they do.
Dude, they get me. We don't have to sugarcoat it.
100%. But the point is this: that I was watching one of these murder TV shows.
Yeah,
and this guy had cheated on his girlfriend.
Boo.
And they used that, the fact that he didn't own up to cheating on her, as they brought his girlfriend, his ex, on there, and she said that he lied to her face.
Like a character witness?
Yeah. And I'm like, that, if that makes you a murderer, we're all murderers.
Yeah, you can't have a girlfriend without being a liar.
Like
you
as have a prosecutor,
you can't be in a relationship. Don't even make it about a girlfriend, because every girlfriend I had, I caught them lying about something. If you're in a relationship,
you lie. Yeah,
you
yeah.
lie about something.
Well, the greatest secret,
even
of being
if it's
a man,
dumb,
the greatest secret of being a man is we just are forever hoping that women never know what we're really thinking.
Yeah.
Like that's the greatest secret.
Because if they
men.
Did it, it's terrible.
They would just date each other. If they only if they knew what was going on in our brains, they would never. Do
I was
it.
Talking to Kate Quigley last night, and she's like, "I'm like, can I give you some advice about guys? I'm like, stop asking what they're thinking because they're really not thinking.
Monkeys.
I mean, dude,
we're monkeys.
I mean, I work. You know, I talked about this on this other podcast I do about how like I don't have a day job. But I'm literally working 24/7 because I'm emailing this guy about getting a gig, doing this. Fuck, it's nonstop.
The hustle,
there's no 9 to 5. It's every day, all the time.
Sure, you can't just turn it off.
So when I get a time I don't have to work, I like to just zone out.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really
nothing.
Not.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
But they can't handle that.
Yeah.
Because they have so many things they're thinking about that they're like, no.
Yeah.
He's up to something. And you're like, no, I'm not up to something. I'm up to nothing.
Exactly.
Why are you so quiet? That's a good question. Why are you being so quiet right now? What's wrong with you? I'm, until this conversation, I was so happy.
Right. Yeah.
Because for once in like the last 8 hours, I wasn't thinking about shit. Right.
Yeah.
I'm watching a rerun of Three's Company. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And now I'm talking about shit that's not even real.
Right. And in fact, I recommend it, ladies. Think about nothing just for an hour. Like that, if you could get yourself to do that, you might be more normal people.
Yeah, you'd be fine. I mean, just every girl just overanalyzes everything they do, dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, Seattle, let's get into this. You've lost your basketball team.
They're gone.
I thought it was bullshit. And this will never change. But I always feel like if a team is going to move, they should have the owner should have to sell it. Meaning, if you really don't want this team in this town, you should have to sell your team to somebody who will move it to another town.
Why do you think that?
Well, because I don't think it's fair, and this is just being idealistic, and I know this will never change, that I don't think it's fair that a owner can purposely put a shitty product on the court to make it so nobody shows up.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And that's what he did.
Okay.
Clay Bennett. He put out the worst fucking product he could.
So that he could bankrupt the team to then move them.
Yes.
That's why he did it.
Yep.
And you guys got Durant for a year.
I definitely think that's
bullshit. And what makes me frustrated is when I go
home. Because
that
hurts the whole league.
Like the Raiders. I would love if the Raiders moved to L.A., and I still think they are. But it's like Oakland got fucked.
I got a Raiders prediction for you after we talk about this. Yeah, I got a big prediction that this will mark me saying it in stone.
Oh, shit. We'll get into that in 2 seconds. But let's get into
Clay Bennett. Oh, wait.
Hold on. Go. I want to talk
to
you.
Can you add Ari? He just texted me that you need to add him. He just sent a thing.
He can't. Tell him technology isn't there yet.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we got 10 grand.
Well, it makes me frustrated when Seattle, I don't know, it's a very long, lengthy story, but the way Seattle left, it was very dirty to make the milk.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
We robbed our town. And so I get so frustrated. Nothing makes me more mad faster when I go home and I see someone wearing like an Oklahoma City Thunder hat.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, they're the Sonics. This is the old Sonics. And I was like, what you're doing is like basically being, it's like you got raped by someone.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then later you see them on TV and they're rich and famous. And you go, hey, I had sex with that guy once.
Yeah.
No. You were raped by that guy.
I agree.
And like you don't even, now you're celebrating it. Like,
and that team, Oklahoma, is going to do well as long as I have those two guys. They have Sam Presti, who is the best GM in the NBA.
Well, and the only draft that we did really well is because they were already on their way. So
is that pretty much the all Seattle fans like attitude of like fuck the Thunder.
90% of Seattle hate roots for an earthquake to swallow that stadium.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
but
it's gonna be a tornado.
Another 10%
I would hate it too.
The other 10% don't understand how they left and probably weren't that big of basketball fans in the first place.
Seattle's a great city. Let's get into who you think is going to be the Supersonics.
Here's my guess.
Yes.
With the so I originally was like, oh, we're gonna get the Sacramento Kings, we're gonna get the whatevers.
I didn't want you guys to get them.
Me neither. And we didn't want to get a team the way we lost.
Because the Maloofs were doing to the Kings what Bennett had done to you guys, which was purposely trying to put out a shitty ass team
so that
nobody came to the game. And I'm like, that's just wrong.
But
dude,
the awareness of them losing a team is what saved them. So the city went, wait, we're going to lose the Kings. Kevin Johnson went, wait, we're going to lose the Kings. And that's what saved them. Seattle, it happened overnight. So a lot of Seattle fans are very fair weather fans. Not me, but I'd say 90% of Seattle, like, they don't go unless you win. They demand excellence. Like, they will not go.
And it's I must say something. It is really expensive to go see a game.
Sure.
And it's like, why would you want to pay a ticket
to watch some crap team?
Yeah,
I'm not a bandwagon fan, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get that you're like, yeah, I'll say I'm a fan, but I'm not going to show up and buy the jerseys and do all that stuff unless you put a good thing on the and it makes them good.
Yeah,
the Redskins stink because they don't need to be good. They sell out every game. They sell out every
100%.
So So I originally thought we're going to get the Kings. I thought we're going to get all these different things. Here's what I think is going to happen.
Predictions.
The way the Clippers were sold. Everybody thought that the Clippers were worth what? A million?
I mean, not a million, dude.
I mean, Kevin Hart makes like $12 million a movie.
I actually was surprised went for $1 billion.
I don't know.
That's what I meant.
But a billion was even high to me. Like,
no,
if the Clippers sold for $800 million,
I'd have been like, they were worth, I think, $700 million.
$700 million. And what'd they go for?
Two bill. With a B.
Billion.
Yep.
So what I think happened.
Watch yourself.
With Steve Ballmer and David Silver, I think this is not a conspiracy, but so it made the Celtics, the Lakers, the Bulls all go, whoa. Hey, if the Clippers are worth $2 billion,
every owner,
are we worth?
Every owner had to
so
think that.
So now it made Jerry Reinsdorf rich. It made Jeannie Buss rich. Because now you have – it basically – raised the value of every team, which is not a real number, or it's not a real currency.
Not real. Yeah, right.
It's just now they're all up,
yes.
Which is a great thing to do for a franchise or for a system. And so I think what that means is now they can justify expansion teams.
Oh,
you can justify adding to the NBA, which is – this is reach, too. I mean, I don't think that they're going to expand, but this is a good step in the right direction to expand. First team to get an expansion team, you know who's on that list?
Seattle.
Nope.
Who?
LA is the first team up for grabs to get an expansion team in Anaheim, but they'll probably pass. And the number two team is Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
It would be awful if LA got a third team.
I know.
Listen,
but
I'm going to say something.
Yeah. Why are they first to get it? Why are they first
on that list? I don't know how it works, but there's like some.
I would have no problem if the Clippers move to Anaheim. I'm going to be honest with you. I consider it pretty much the same place. And if that meant keep them in the area,
I would hate that.
I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't hate
it either, but I will say I hope if they did move to Anaheim, it wouldn't bring a different team to the Staples. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want three LA teams.
No, the Lakers are so powerful.
Yeah. It'd be terrible.
It'll be a few years and the Lakers will be good.
The only reason
I hope not.
Dr. Buss let the Clippers move to LA is because basically Sterling gave him money to buy the Lakers.
Exactly.
That's the only reason. You think it's going to be expansion.
I personally think
it's going to be the Atlanta Hawks. We've talked about this before. That team, what do you think their rank in the Eastern Conference is?
Who?
I don't know.
Where do you in the playoffs?
Third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are tied with the Washington Wizards for the third best record in the East. They are competitive, and there's nobody at those games.
Exactly.
So that's a sign. That's a
Nobody's
team that needs
up.
To move.
Yeah, because
you have a competitive team. Whether you think they can actually win, that might be a different thing.
Right.
But you're actually getting competitive, and they're a fun team to watch. They shoot threes. They drive. They're competitive. Maybe you have, like, too much of the same thing in Millsap.
Who's their young guys? Who's their young guys?
They don't really have a lot of young guys. They have Hartford, and they have Millsap, and then they have Teague for their point guard, and then they have the kid from Two and a Half Men as their shooting guard, Kyle Korver.
Yeah, Kyle Korver.
They always win, and they can't sell out. That is a team that needs to move.
Get out,
to Seattle.
The city doesn't want them. Yeah.
The reason the Seattle Supersonics got fucked was, one, Bennett
bought
them, but it's like, the Mariners and the Seahawks both got new stadiums.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they're like, hey, dude, we're the like last team to win a championship here.
Exactly.
Can we get a stadium? And they're like, no more stadiums. You're like, I feel like the Supersonics were more synonymous with Seattle than anybody else. I know the Seahawks are the NFL, but they really didn't have a history of winning.
No, Seahawks had horrible history. We, but, like, one time we made the playoffs was like because the Vikings – barely pulled out a win, which kind of like knocked us up. And they were like, hey, we're in the play. We call in Seattle, we call our miracle year the year the Mariners won the one game playoff wild card against the Angels. No, like, and that's our miracle year. You're like, that's not a miracle. Yeah. We didn't win a pennant. We didn't win. So
I will tell you this.
Bad sports history. And the Sonics had a championship. The Storm had two championships, and they still couldn't get a stadium.
Well, oh yeah, and it's a basketball town.
I know, it really is.
I mean, like, dude, the Gary Payton, Sean Kemp team
is still
one of the greatest teams to ever tandems to ever play. Absolutely. I mean, like, just nasty.
Yeah, both of them in their prime too.
Yeah,
it was like NBA Jam every day.
When Kemp was just like dick in your face, posterizing people.
And everyone's like, oh, he's the next Sean Kemp. Hey, dude, that's not that bad.
I'll take it.
You can be blessed.
Sean Kemp is our Bo Jackson. So Bo Jackson has no titles. He has no records. Yeah. He's not going to be in the Hall of Fame, probably. He's just kind of like this guy that for 2 years.
He's just this guy that never wears a condom.
No one could touch Bo Jackson. And the same was with Sean Kemp.
But Sean Kemp's his time, his prime was so much longer than Bo Jackson. He was an all 90s, all decade player, dude.
Absolutely. He's on the Dream Team. Or no, he's on the year after the Dream Team.
But he's probably going to be the only all decade player not to make the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
I think he'll make it later on down when the stigma of his drugs and alcohol.
Right.
His love for coming inside of women and walking away from them.
Although, which I think is a racial, I don't know the term, like a racial prejudice. Because you know who has the most illegitimate children in the NBA?
Oh, God.
I mean,
we could talk about that for the next 9 hours, by the way.
Kids that he had out of wedlock that he...
Larry Bird?
And probably pays child support, but that doesn't mean he's like a father to these kids.
Who?
Kemp's got a lot.
Dude, you know who else got a lot?
Who?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard? Really? Already?
Yeah. He's
making
got
a run
10.
At that record?
He's got 10 kids from 8 different women.
That's
so everyone called Blake Griffin the next Sean Kemp? I'm like, no, it is Dwight Howard.
Mark Price.
Really?
For the Cavs.
Oh, Mark Price.
And no one would guess that because he's a little white guy. Looks like, I don't know what the number is.
Yeah, he
but
just loves coming in people,
insane.
Though.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, he's very irresponsible.
Nah, but I mean, like, some people really love it. and then other people just love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I love blowing a big one right
because
in the back of
somebody. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
But some people, like, really, really love it.
Love
like Mark Price,
about,
Sean Kemp. These guys
can't
just
get enough
love
of it.
I bet you girls love when you blast loads inside them. Oh, you're Christians. Are you wearing condoms?
I'm Steve Kerr. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Well,
I'm no Mark Price.
You're the
Price.
John Paxson of spraying it in the back.
I think that's who you're going to get. I really do. I just like
I hope so.
There's no reason for that stadium not to be packed.
Totally agree.
And we are just talking it's Black Mecca.
Yeah.
And is there a team that could that's on the short list to come to Seattle that you would be like, "No, I don't want them."
Well,
whoever you get, you love.
Every 5 minutes, I hear a different team conspiracy like, "Oh, you hear the Sonics might pick up da da da. You hear the Sonics." And so at this point, I'll take anyone, but I'm hoping for expansion. That's what I'm hoping for.
Because then
but
it's
you're
yours.
Not going to be good for a long time.
I know.
And that's the biggest thing they got to do, man, with Seattle, and it's such a weird thing because they're going to demand a new stadium.
Sure.
And you guys will give them a new arena.
I think we're already working on it. Yeah, there's already like a new one in the works.
So you have to be good fat. That's why if you go expansion, it's going
to
be rough. You can't be shitty out the gate.
Right.
That's why I think, like, they were talking Grizzlies maybe moving, but that team is like, it's like if you're good, they're going to pack the stadium.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing that sucks. Is like,
well, that's why I don't understand. Like, the Mariners were voting no on the new arena because they're like, oh, the traffic would really hurt Mariners' attendance, and Mariners' attendance is already down. You're like, listen, Mariners, if you want people to show up, win. There's never been a not-sold-out playoff game.
And no one bitches about traffic when you go to a playoff game.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? If you're in the playoffs, people are like, hey, man, I'm going to leave early because we're going to a fucking playoff game.
How many times have you seen
people
empty
bitch
seats?
About traffic when you're fucking like 13 and fucking 62
right.
or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like traffic sucks. You know
what
I mean?
Well, Seattle does have insane traffic.
Not as bad as LA, but yeah. I mean,
I don't know, man. I got picked up by my friend one day, and we had a show at 8, and he picked me up at like.
Was it the parlor?
No, oh, I did. I did. I forget the name of the club. It was. I made a mistake and did a show the day after St. Paddy's Day, which is the every lesson I learned in comedy, I learned the fucking hard way. Nobody ever sat me down going, here's some rules of comedy. I had to learn blunt force trauma.
Trial and error, yeah.
Which is...
I'll let the booker pay me a few weeks from
now. I did get Portland the day.
Post-state a check? Sure, you seem good for it.
Yeah. I did. I actually did Portland the day after St. Paddy's Day, and then Seattle 2 days after. And still, people are partied out, man.
Didn't last year somebody had you do a... Was it you that did a show at the Super Bowl Sunday? Didn't
they
book you for Super Bowl
Sunday?
Have
you ever done a House of the Comics? No, the House of Comedy
In
Minneapolis?
Yeah, I've done House of Comedy, but I'm not on Super Bowl.
No, and she booked me again for that week, and I looked up. I go, hey, man, we're doing it again.
Right.
You got me on this Sunday. It's Super Bowl. 10 people. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You could put Kevin Hart in there.
It won't matter.
Nobody's going to show up on Super Bowl Sunday.
It's the fucking biggest day in America.
Well, and last year like was the worst Super Bowl ever. Not for me. I was very happy to see the Seahawks win. But even then, it was still like the most televised.
7 minutes into that game as a football fan, and that neither one of those are my team, but 7 minutes in to Super Bowl Sunday, I'm like, this is going to be a shitty game. This is going to be a blowout, boring game.
It's like the old 80s Super Bowls. You remember that where you're like 55-10? You're like, for a while there, it was so competitive. But
unless that's your team putting a hammer down on somebody, which it was your team, which you have to love.
But
everybody
but
Seahawks fans are like, now I'm just watching the fucking Pepsi commercials. Now I just care about commercials.
A sex crime. You're like, enough. Yeah. Just leave her alone already.
Oh, exactly.
God.
Yeah.
Get her off the pinball
machine. She can't
take
any more cum, Sean Kemp.
Guys, leave her alone.
Oh, no. Mark Price is here. Now it's way out of hand. Now everyone's getting cummed in.
Well, so now you did a show that night.
No, well, we showed
up. They booked him for that weekend, and they go, by the way, you like regular shit. We're having a show on Sunday. And he's like, you do know it's Super
Bowl
Sunday.
Saying. It was worse Super Bowl. You turned it off after 7 minutes, like, hey, now what's going to happen?
I was just at a party where I just didn't care about the game anymore, which sucked.
But you're still at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you weren't looking for a comedy show.
Yeah,
correct,
even if 7 minutes in, everyone realizes it's shit, no one's getting in their car and driving to a comedy show.
Exactly.
If that Super Bowl didn't draw a show,
the snow
on that.
Was so bad that week. It was like, I always get these perfect storms of dog shit.
Oh, it's flat tire
it's
weekend.
Like
the
shotgun first snap from Peyton Manning that goes over his head for a safety. People were like, well, we might as well go to Yuck Yucks. This game looks like it's going to be a blowout.
And why do you audible there? It's just like you have this history of dog shit.
Yeah, let's go see Tripoli. Down
exactly.
So 10 people show up. They're like, we're going to cancel the show. I'm like, I could have told you this.
Right. Wait, I didn't need to get dressed.
You did tell him. Didn't you tell him? Like, why are we even doing this? I'm like, no, it'll be fine. And
I told her. I'm like, fucking cancel the fucking show. Because it's Tammy, who's the nicest person in the world. Sure. She books all these. But she lives in Canada. She's a chick. In Canada, who doesn't give a fuck about the Super Bowl.
Right, they don't care about it.
They don't know.
So they gave me the week again. I'm like, dude, they're like, yeah, we'll just do a local. I'm like, you're not going to do a show. If your show will be, let's show the Super Bowl.
Have you heard of, there's a comedy club in Boston at the W Hotel. I think it's called Boston Comedy Club, which they're going to be real mad if I got that wrong.
At the W? The WW? W, yeah, okay.
Amazing comedy club.
Wow.
It's very great.
Do
all
you
people
do Boston
selfies.
A lot? I've never done Boston because I just feel like there's so many comics in Boston.
No, they pay great. The club is great. They take care of you. You stay at the W. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But the reason I tell the story is because I show up and
Herrera?
No. It's Dom...
Dom DeLuise?
Perrion?
Zito or something?
Perrion?
And it was the opening guy for me. It was world... It just happened
Dom
to be...
Dom Capers?
It just happened... No. Okay. It just happened to be that the Red Sox were in the World Series the weekend.
Oh,
today.
God.
And we booked it 6 months ago. There's no way to tell. And the Red Sox were at home.
Oh.
And I was trying to be optimistic, and I was like, man, this show's going to be the worst, man. If you're not at that game tonight, which is across the way...
You're in a bar.
You're in a bar. Why?
Yes.
Boston people are so loyal to their sports
teams. It's
disgusting. They all just drink and watch sports. And I go, well, I was trying to be positive. I said to the opening act, you know what? We have 40 people... You know, we'll give these 40 a show. It's not a sold out 250, but it's the 40 people. Let's just do this show. And it's like, and you know what? Maybe more people show up because my demographic is generally like gay guys and chicks. That's generally my demographic.
What did Dom Capers say to that?
Dom goes, "This is Boston, all right? Even gays and broads watch baseball."
No, like, dude. The number that they said for the amount of people who watched that World Series was like 99%, like 95-96% of the population of Boston watched the Red Sox.
It
was like the most insane number. Like, that's why, like, Chicago, Boston, they love getting those teams in there because Chicago,
dude,
the entire team, the entire city will watch whatever sports.
Dude,
going.
The Blackhawks,
even hockey
in the finals.
Huge in Chicago.
Go anywhere in Chicago. Go anywhere in Chicago when the Blackhawks were playing the Kings in the finals. Like, I was in LA, but I'm from that for the Chicago area. You know, you'd be like, oh, the Kings game. Yeah, I forgot. Oh, the Kings are in the finals. I've totally forgot.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be on the background of a bar,
what
of whatever you're doing,
there's
your L.A.
never
shit.
Not a time.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Like, places close.
Right.
People close their, get to leave work early. Schools
shut down.
But there's
never not a time of year where you're like, well, maybe I won't run into that because it's blank.
Oh.
No, it's Blackhawks. There's two Major League Baseball teams.
Yep.
The Bears.
Yep.
I mean, they got the Bulls.
Doing
it's
comedy
Bulls, Bears.
Sucks because it's like, you're like the Bruce Banner. Oh, no, it's more like Quantum Leap. You show up and you're like, what's the situation here?
What am
and
I getting into?
There's always something.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the million-dollar act that works for $6.50 an hour. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They call me in when they want a good show for fucking like 99 cents dumpster bin fucking prices. And like, I show up and I'm like, so what's going on this week? Oh, dude. Oh, it's the pumpkin festival,
you got
bro.
Horrible luck.
Yeah.
Pumpkin festival, it's just like, it's the biggest thing. Yeah, everyone shows
we're
up.
We're also expecting a flash flood. So
yeah,
sorry
and,
about
and,
that
and
trip.
Yeah, chicks are getting naked downtown. It's the one day of the year chicks are allowed to get naked downtown. You know? And I'm just like, why am I here right now?
Right, right. You do. Yeah.
So let's get into Seahawks.
Let's do it.
They had this. They were killing it, and then the wheels kind of fell off for a second, and everyone's like,
This year, you mean?
Yeah. You remember the locker room talk? And here's this thing. We've talked about it on the show before. This notion that these pro athletes, whether it's a basketball team or a football team, where there's either 15 to 20, let's say 15 to 50. We'll go 50 guys.
Okay.
50 guys, 10 assistant coach, 60 guys. Each one of those guys have fucking maybe two chicks that you can't fuck.
Right.
Wives and daughters or something. You can't fuck them. So we're going to say roughly around 120 women in the area or the state you're not allowed to fuck.
That are off limits.
That are off limits.
Yeah.
Yet somehow somebody goes and bangs one of those
chicks. Time is so small. You know what I'm saying? The time is between the children's hospital visits and the dinner parties or the public stuff or the practices or the games that you're literally just around Golden Tate's. I mean, like Russell Wilson's wife. And
unbelievable.
Hey, you know, like that's how it goes.
And it's just like, I mean, like if you have to look at it from, I mean, like she is she's the biggest idiot. And I understand it.
Right.
It's like if I'm dating Giselle, right, and she invites me to the Victoria's Secret show.
Which would
and
be
fuck
awesome.
Him, you know, some Venezuelan model's like, dude, I really do need dick right. I just need it real quick.
No one's going to find out.
Yeah.
I like where this is going. Keep talking.
You're like,
what am I supposed to do? Yeah,
what am I got to do this?
You so got to blow one right in the back of her snacks.
Just
stick a mess.
About to Steve Kerr you.
Yeah.
So she's married to the golden
Mark
boy.
Mark Price. I keep saying
you got to give
Steve
her the Mark
Kerr.
Price
it's
is
the
right.
White guy
Mark
that shoots
Price
balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to play Price is Right, bitch.
She's married to the golden guy, the golden boy.
Right.
And this other genetic super freak is like, I want to hit those snacks.
She definitely has a type, though. Small, light-skinned, black guys. Like that. Like that's
No, her type is he's rich and he's famous.
No, it has nothing to do with money at this point because Russell's going to make a lot more than
Golden because
Tate.
She actually loses money by doing this.
Right.
Because
lots of
she
money.
He didn't sign the new contract.
Right. He got a divorce before he signed that contract.
Dumbest chick on the planet.
That's what I'm saying. If it had nothing to do with money.
That's my whole point. It's like
if she was doing it for money, she could hold out for another year.
like the Cavs are like that too. It's like
rich.
They just can't stop fucking the other players important. And so, like
Delonte West is the reason.
They're like the the Cleveland cockholds or whatever.
Cuckolds. Yeah.
Cuckolds. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're like
the Cleveland cuckolds.
Yeah.
What an awesome logo. Yeah. What an awesome jersey.
Let's get someone to work on that.
So big.
If you know how to design stuff,
please make a Cleveland cuckolds.
Guys. A Cleveland cuckold.
Oh, what a logo.
Andrew Bynum bangs an assistant coach's wife. Delonte West bangs LeBron James'
mother.
Mom.
Yeah, his mother.
They bang a cousin.
The audacity.
Dude, of course. You know why? Because he's like, out of you, with your genetics, came a fucking freak of nature.
Yeah, a crackhead put out the greatest
Mark Price, and I'm going to blow one. Way in the back of you and knock you up, and then I'm going to be the baby's daddy of the next LeBron James.
I can't wait till we get phones and Mark Price can come in and defend himself.
Yeah. Hey, guys, listen. Hey, you haven't been where I've been.
Hey, guys, it's
the
me,
women
Mark
that
Price.
Line up just to have one blown in the deep back of them.
Look, of course, it was a different era. The NBA was different back then. The NBA was different.
You don't understand what it's like.
It was a different time, a different era.
So that just caused and can I say something about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, tell me.
I think he has gay face.
I think he's gay, too.
I do, too. I've always thought that.
Gay.
I've always thought he was
gay. I've been in L.A. long enough to know gay face.
Well, and also he's such a sweetheart, and, like, his wife was, like, fine with him getting a divorce. Like, they went in, like, publicly, like, hey, you know, I was like, nobody is this except it was the way a girlfriend defends, like, a gay dude. Like, hey, you know, we've decided to split ways.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like,
well, that would make sense that she's not getting dick from him.
Right.
Right?
Dude, heads would explode. This... L.A. would throw a fucking new parade if he came out gay.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
I mean, dude, the guy.
Russell Wilson?
Oh, yeah. If he came out gay.
I used to think about Aaron Rodgers, too. But now he's dating Olivia Munn or whatever.
I still think he's gay. Because I've heard that.
Did you hear how she was talking about how much they fuck and stuff? No. She did an interview talking about him.
Really?
And she was like, we don't fuck on, like, game day. Because it's not a hard rule, but it's just like he's really busy and I just, like, let him do his thing. She's like. Like, after a home game, like, the game's over, like, we'd definitely fuck then. But, like, other than that, that's it. Other than that, we fuck all the time.
Those
are the words of a beard.
Does she say that? Right. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
But he may also be Andy Dick. I mean, Andy Dick will literally fuck any hole. He will. Yeah, it's a chick hole, a guy hole.
Right. It
he
doesn't wants. Matter.
It doesn't matter. He's just a guy like
just
that.
Something. A kid. Yep. Doesn't matter what it is.
And I just think these kids coming up, I just think they're just gonna fuck every. I just seems like kids are way more feminine. These boys, and they'll just fuck anything.
I'll tell
and
you.
And I ain't judging.
No, I'm not judging. I'm not even saying that at all. I will say the Olivia Munn thing. So what Aaron Rodgers got called gay publicly, and his rebuttal was no. I like chicks, man. That was what he said.
Yeah.
You're like, well, that was the gayest response I've ever heard in my whole life.
Because for the most part, when
some
people are like.
Filthy whore like Olivia Munn.
She's a dirty birdie.
See all those texts
the text. Oh, God,
so
I loved it.
It's almost a great beard cover.
So
hot. Oh, I got this chick. That'll make everyone be quiet about this whole gay thing, and then I can go have my dinner with Russell Wilson and have sex.
Yep. Give me a filthy seven. I'll take a filthy 7 over, a fucking prudish 10 any day.
I just don't think 10s are prudish.
Not anymore.
It's really weird that I just don't think the prudish thing is as prevalent as it used to be.
Don't you think porn,
I agree with you
100%. Porn has made this world
the internet,
a lot
it's great. The internet has brought back buttholes.
Brought
getting,
back?
How old were you the
first
time
No, I'm just saying
sex?
Chicks being
How old were you?
What's that?
I was pretty late.
How
old
were you?
22, 20. I thought God was going to kill me.
What'd you say?
I said, when did you lose your virginity?
What time is it? No, I lost it. I was 14.
Okay, 14. And was the internet, I don't know how old you are.
Dude, no way.
Okay,
no way.
So you're trying to just figure this out.
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened? You're just trying to fucking
figure
it out.
I was 17, but I ate ass in first grade.
See,
that's a true story.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is nowadays kids, let's say it's their first time having sex, they still know. You start with a blowjob, you start fooling around with each other, then you have sex, then you change positions. And how do they know that? Because they've been taught, that's how porns work.
Blowjobs have gotten way better.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The internet has literally taught people, yeah. Oh, this is the system. Yeah. Even if you've never had sex. Wait,
anal's always on the table now. It's just like, you just hear more stories like, yeah, I just banged her in the ass. Like, what? That's just happening?
Right. Exactly. But 20 years ago, everyone's like thumbing around, like not knowing. Like, everyone's I know, trying to figure this out.
Wrong hole!
And you're, now you could literally like eat someone's ass before you ever kiss them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be like,
I've done that.
Of course!
I know a girl who, she just told me a story. And or she didn't just tell me this, but she told me a story about how she was like, she went on a date with this dude. She didn't even know it was going to be like a date, really.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was just like taking his shirt off at her apartment. And she was like, what is going on? Like, this escalated quickly. I mean, he's a really handsome guy, so he's very presumptuous. Like, uh-huh. Oh, she must want to have sex.
I'm hard.
He like took his shirt off. He's like all chiseled. And he whispers in his ear, I want to eat your ass.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's like 0 to 100. That
I love
fast.
It.
But like
that's a smooth move.
That's his reality.
Love
it's
it.
Like, he's like, I'm the hottest guy ever.
Yeah.
I just like, I've met this girl for an hour. I can whisper. I want to eat. And that's the craziest
What's
thing.
What's the fastest hookup you've ever had?
The fastest?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like at a bar. Like timing
wise, like 3 hours, 2 hours, 5 hours.
Okay.
From meeting her to banging her.
This is a story I've never told. But it makes me very happy.
Story. Does it start with Jeff Dye?
Does it start with you walking up to a girl going, "Hi, I'm Mark Price,"
and she's like, "I've heard about Mark Price. You're taller than I thought." I'm
taller than I thought.
We were on the Last Comic Standing tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh
God! It's like 50 cities in like 60 days. I mean, it's insane. It's just so you're logging on, sleeping on a tour bus, and like perform. You're like, all right, you go sleep on the tour bus, perform, and so. We go into this bar. It's after – I think it's in Milwaukee. And we all go to this like crazy – everyone's like, you got to go to this bar. You got to go to this bar. And but by the time the show's over, we had two that night in a theater, it's like 1:20 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
And we've been drinking on the bus, like me, Eliza, Marcus, Louis Ramey, and Jim Taber. And so we get drunk pretty quick. And so we're like, hey, we didn't have time to go to this bar? And we're like, yeah, let's just go. So we go to this bar. I walk up. I see this gorgeous woman at the bar. And as a goof, like as like an opening line, I just kind of like walk up. And I'm already a little buzzed. And I go, hey, you want to get out of here? Like as a joke. Like because that's not something you'd say initially to a girl. She goes, all right. And we literally got out of there. No name exchange.
And
no,
you boned her?
Yeah, had sex.
So that's where did, like,
wait,
that's
wait, 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 wait.
That's 8 seconds.
Where did you guys, how quickly from that to you were fucking?
She closed her tab. We went back to my hotel, which was across the way.
Yeah, you can't count the walk over as time. Yeah. I think it's sealed deal.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like, did you have to go to her place, let her play some shitty music?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Fucking around for an hour before
you
finally get to fuck.
She knew the deal. Like it was.
Yeah, yeah. Or were you like, let's cross the street, like, you know, you're walking.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
2008, 8 seconds, just for the sake of, I like the term 8 seconds.
That's great.
Wow.
I'm Luke Perry. 8 seconds right there.
That's great. You were riding a fucking bull. Bam.
Wow,
seconds,
that's
no,
great.
So that is the quickest that I can think of. Which
it's hard to get quicker than that unless like you're banging her at the bar.
Just a goof. I thought I was like just get. That's the good thing about being a comic. You could say some dumb shit sometimes,
and then just go. I was joking. Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I want to write.
I was performing at the theater. I know. Comic Standing.
Right. So let's give in this the Seahawks.
Yep.
Okay, looking good. Who's your Super Bowl predictions right now?
Seattle, New England, and Seattle wins. And that's not just me cheering. I think this whole year
is NFC is very hard. I think the AFC Championship game is going to be New England and Denver. I think Denver will win that. I think it's going to be Denver and...
Where are they going to play? Are they going to play in Denver? Are they going to play in New England? Because I don't think Peyton Manning can win a playoff game in New England. That's just my opinion.
I don't think he can even beat Tom Brady right now. He looks very
That
human.
Running game is much better.
Yeah.
I think Denver gets out of the AFC. The NFC is really hard, though.
Who's your four that you think could make it?
I got a surprise one that I'm like, they're going to be tough to beat down the way. Philadelphia.
We just crushed them last week.
I know.
I just don't.
But it's weird. I mean, you know.
The only touchdown they got, they shouldn't even have got because it's just a blocked punt.
You guys are weird,
kick.
Though. When your defense shows up, you guys are, in a weird way, who you were last year.
We beat them at home.
Yeah.
I just don't think.
Humiliated them at home. Mark Sanchez is garbage.
That I just don't have any faith in
Even though they lost last night.
I think.
I'm just telling you, that's a team that could easily win two playoff games.
With Sanchez? And I don't even think...
Well, Foles will be back probably in 2 weeks.
Isn't it crazy that they're dying for Foles to get back?
Absolutely.
I don't think they're dying for him to get back. I think Sanchez has done a really good job.
Yeah, they're dying to get him back.
Yeah, I think Sanchez has done a good job in having to be that quarterback for six weeks or whatever?
We've talked about RG3 going to Philadelphia if it doesn't work out.
I'll tell you, it's not going to work out. He's going to be gone.
He's gone.
I'll say why I think it's Seattle, New England. Because I think every team...
I can see Seattle, too. I'm not saying Eagles are a lock.
I think this whole season's a wash as far as... Everybody looks like a shittier version of themselves from last year.
Arizona's got too many injuries to make a difference in the playoffs.
That
Arizona's
sucks because they look so good.
I know.
Dallas has a wild card team. They might win that division.
Romo will choke. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, you can't
play
in any of these.
And now DeMarco Murray has to have surgery on his hand, which is fucking my fantasy league.
Oh, by the way.
Big win.
How crazy was that, dude?
Dude.
Comedy Store Fantasy League.
First of all, we have this great bet.
Who's
which,
all in it? Can I ask who all from the Comedy Store is in it?
Matt Nost.
Matt Nost, me, Tripoli.
Freddie Lockhart. Sarah
Tiana.
Mark Ellis.
Adam Egget.
Chris, what's his name?
Chris Milhouse. Adam Egget.
Oh, so these are people who know sports.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in it knows sports.
Right.
But the playoffs are now locked, which is Sam and myself... Adam and Tiana.
Nice.
And
no, I was murdering everybody.
By 1-2 points.
I was murdering everybody,
squeezed
and
in,
then 2 points.
Yeah.
Then Kaepernick just fell off, and it just fucked my team.
Niners eliminated from the playoffs.
Gone.
Take that, Sacktown Blue.
That makes me happy.
So it comes down to the last game.
Right.
To the Monday night game, me and Nost.
New Orleans?
Winner gets, he has,
New Orleans Bears,
I'm up. Right. 22 points. He has Jay Cutler, and he has other
Bennett. Bennett, the tight end.
Okay. I am blessed because I played Manziel, got 1 point from him.
Wait, you played Manziel?
Yeah, because I had no quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, you had...
You played Manziel and you still had no quarterback.
Yeah.
Point. You got 1 point.
I have Ryan Tannehill. I should have played him. Yeah. But the guy's just up and down. I need this win. Everyone predicted Manziel would be decent.
How did Manziel even get the 1 point?
I don't even know.
He threw three picks.
I mean, did you know how hard it is? Let me just say, did you see Cutler's game?
Yeah.
He got 13 points, and that's how bad.
Right. That's how bad Manziel did.
To get 13 points and play that bad, and Manziel got 1 point?
Nobody even wanted to ask Cutler questions afterwards. Did you see that? Did you see the interview?
I feel bad for his wife. There's no way he didn't beat her after that.
The press conference was amazing.
Who, Cutler?
Yeah.
That's another guy that likes to come. Cutler.
Who doesn't like to come?
His wife's got a lot. He has got a lot of kids, Cutler.
He's
does.
Got two. They had twins. What are you talking about?
That guy loves to spray it.
Okay. So, anyways, it comes down to the final drive. And it's just garbage time.
Right.
First of all, the Saints fucked me by actually scoring quickly.
Sure.
They score quickly, which gives the ball back to the Bears with 2 minutes to go.
Yep.
And he just keeps moving. And I'm lucky he's not getting he's not hitting Bennett. If he hits Bennett on any of these, I'm fucked.
Right.
And they got that 2-point conversion.
Three. it's 30 seconds left. I'm up by.
Like eight or
something. No, I'm up by six. He throws it, he scores. He only gets 3 points for that. I don't know how he only got 3 points for that touchdown.
No, you were up eight, and he got six for it.
No, dude.
Because all of a sudden it was two. I'm like, oh, is that touchdown long enough? Because I knew he was going to get six.
And I won by like a point and a half. It literally went the entire.
He's telling the opposite story right now. He's somewhere going, it's 2 points. And I was like, that's perfect. That's long enough.
I know.
We're driving. This is a storybook ending.
Yeah. So I got in. Now, at the beginning, when we did live draft at the store, I was getting pounded on by everybody about how shitty my team was.
Well, Manziel.
It was. That's not true.
No, I didn't.
That's
I picked
not
him
true.
Up.
Oh, you picked up Manziel.
It was just Moses and Josh.
No,
everybody
Moses,
else.
Josh. Sarah was busting my balls.
Yeah, but
Freddie Lockhart was busting my balls.
You are right. Well, Lockhart
so that's
was
half the league right there.
You're right.
You didn't say anything, and that's about it.
No. Yeah, you're right. Those three were busting your balls, yeah.
So I know I got a good team.
Right.
Josh Martin comes up to me and goes, Sam, you want to make a bag of bets? I'm like, okay.
Wait, is he in the league?
No.
He
was just there heckling everybody.
So badly.
He wants in that league so bad.
Does he know anything about sports?
Yeah,
he loves football. He's really knowledgeable about
NFL. He's a huge New Orleans fan.
I was profiling the way cops do. Like,
yeah,
hey, no, you don't like sports.
He surprisingly enough knows a lot about the NFL.
The emo nerd with the gay lisp?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I go into Meltdown and they go, this guy isn't one of us, it's like that's what I do with him. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sports.
Well, they
like,
nerds
look at him,
judge.
I look at him and I go, oh, he doesn't know sports. But if he knows sports, then
that's great. Really know a lot about the New Orleans Saints.
He goes, Sam, I want to make a bet with you. Beg a bet. He goes, if you finish in the bottom two, I get it. I take your place in the league. If you finish above the bottom two, I'll do any bag of bets you want.
Yep.
So we basically pull from the bag, and he has to wash his face with our jizz rag.
Good night.
Me, Ari, and Sam have to jerk off on a towel. He then, 24
hours
later.
I get how it
later,
works. Yeah, it's
wait,
awful.
No, here's the part of the bet that's
the
awesome.
Worst thing I've ever heard.
He has to put the towel under warm water to reactivate the cum.
He gets one thing.
And then he has to wash his face with it.
Are you afraid you're going to get his like, beard pregnant or something? Like,
yeah.
He goes,
I'd love to see him with the mumps on the side of his face, like his face is pregnant.
That's why I'm growing out the beard.
So
just to keep it all of your disgusting cum off my
so
face.
Disgusting.
Off my face. At least it's not Mark Price.
So that's our bet. So that's I made fun. The playoffs. I was killing everybody.
Yeah.
And I almost
won that bet before the playoffs. But
dude, and what a dumb bet. We were talking about it yesterday. I'm like, why didn't I understand the bet of like, I bet you don't even make the playoffs
right.
in your own league. If your team's so good, bet that you don't make the playoffs.
Exactly.
Not like you're going to finish
two.
Last,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'll do the most disgusting thing
that
you can
pet. I've never wanted to be in a league that bad in my life. Ever.
Right.
Like, they usually have to convince me because I always lose in fantasy. So, like, they're just taking my money. It's me donating the money in
yeah.
the beginning. Like, I know it's always bad.
You're too busy living life and tapping ass.
Well, I'm also too much of a homer. I pick, like, all Seahawks. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm an idiot. And I'm like, well,
yeah, we should be in a fantasy league together
yeah,
next year.
Everyone loves me.
Yeah.
Just give my money.
Oh, you're like Joe Bartnick who only takes the Steelers.
Well, I don't only pick Seahawks. I have too much faith in these guys. So, like, you know, Sidney Rice or something, like, a couple years ago. Would like.
It's hard to not pick guys from your team because
you like.
Then you have to root
against
them.
How about
me?
The Raiders. I have to draft one Raider. They've every time let me down.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I'll tell you, that was what I was going to say, a prediction.
Other than Janikowski,
and he barely does it.
There's no fantasy value
for
the
Carr
Raiders.
Can get some shit done.
I think the Raiders will be the team to be in the next 2 years.
Who's that?
The Raiders.
I think Carr's going to be good.
I think Carr's going to be good.
Raiders.
I think they get Marshawn for a year. Marshawn Lynch.
You think we're going to – he's from the Bay.
The only place he wants to go. If he doesn't go to the – if the Oakland doesn't make him a deal, he's going to retire.
Yeah, and then they cut the other nine running backs that
please,
they have.
Please, get rid of all – run DMC. It's been
gone.
I think
Jim Harbaugh
comes to coach the Raiders.
I wouldn't mind that.
Who?
Jim Harbaugh. I think he comes to coach the Raiders.
I think he goes to Michigan.
I want
but
Bill
I've been
Polian
why
do
you go
as
from
our
pro
GM.
To Michigan? Why would
everyone's
he do
talking about Chucky.
Being our GM?
No, head coach GM.
But no, he just signed up.
Yeah.
He just
did he?
He just he's doing
ESPN
Monday
again?
Night Football.
Yeah, everyone wants Chucky, but it's not realistic.
No,
it's
I don't see Harbaugh going.
I
to
want Bill Polian to be our GM.
He's a great GM. Great GM.
I think he's the guy to get done. Listen, I was for so Reggie McKenzie.
Built the Colts.
I'm
built the Colts. Rebuilt the Colts. He's a great GM.
Yeah, I would love him, dude. I would. He has a history of getting shit done.
Oh, sure does.
And he's done it everywhere he went. He built those amazing Bills teams
went
to four straight.
Yeah.
God, that must be depressing.
I dude.
That's got to be the worst.
I think it's never a worse thing. Like, besides losing a franchise, obviously. That's sad for a city. But to get your hopes up.
We were talking about
four
that.
4 years in a row.
On this show before. It was
in Buffalo.
Andre Reed went to the Hall of Fame this last time. And at his induction speech, he's standing up there and he's wearing the jacket. And he's talking to the guys that are already in that Hall of Fame from the Bills.
Sure.
And they're all sitting together. And they're all like, you know, 50 now. You know what I mean? And Jim Kelly just beat cancer.
Sure.
And he's sitting there and Bruce Smith is there. And Thurman Thomas is sitting there. And all those guys are sitting together. And he's talking about those days, you know, in his speech. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and I had this thought of like, those guys are bonded forever.
Oh, yeah.
By the weirdest, craziest thing. Like,
well,
they're
you know,
the second best team
sure.
of the 90s and 80s.
The losingest dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
A dynasty
yeah.
that went, you don't go to four Super Bowls and win more.
But
win,
it's comparable.
Period.
It's comparable to like war. Like when men are like, "Yeah, we saw death.
Yeah,
and we saw horror.
Yeah,
and we saw this all together. We lost some good men out there. You know, like that's what they're sitting in those chairs like that.
Yeah. 100%. Those guys are bonded by
and they were winning some of those games until the last fucking second.
They had like 13-3, 14-2, 12-4, 12-4. The best record.
No, but I mean like
have.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they're winning at the half.
Oh, sure.
And they just
they're like, "This is it. We did it. We got this trophy." Yeah.
But that lets you know how great. Going back to LeBron James, I mean, nobody thinks about like they went to four straight finals.
And
do you
who's
know
the
hard?
Second? You know who the second best? Oh, you're talking about the for the Heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous
to go to four straight finals.
Sure.
It's just like I mean, I know the East is weak.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, the East is so weak this year. It's a lot better than people think.
Well, but who cares about the regular season? The playoffs are hard. And they made it all through. I mean, they beat impossible.
You're lucky to go to, in an NFL career, you're lucky to go to two Super Bowls. Win or lose, win or lose, you're lucky.
Lucky to go to one,
to go to four in a row
it's
and
insane.
Lose all of them with the exact same team.
Is
God damn
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, you know? And you think, and he's up there talking about those days with those guys, and you're like, man, these fucking dudes have, it's like been to a war together.
Sure.
They've and lost the war.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. Do you follow the UFC at all?
I love UFC, but I'm very new fan.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah. I like it a lot, but I'm new. John Jones fights this week, right? This
Saturday? He fights
end of the month.
Oh, no, in the beginning of next month. He's the
How long did he
January?
Go?
Oh, January.
Too long,
yeah.
Man.
What?
Taking too long. They tease these fights for so long.
Well that's the next
this
big one.
This one is a special one because
they already fought in the stare down.
I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, what are the mega fights? I you know, like Randy Couture.
That's the first mega fight
Chuck
we've had in a long. What's the last mega fight we've had? Can you think of one?
Mega fight. No, I mean like
Silva when he broke his leg.
Was that rematch a mega fight? Maybe
not the rematch.
The rematch is when he broke his leg.
I feel like the last super mega fight had to be Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell. I know that's so far back, but
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
The anticipation
it's been that
of
long
their
since
third
a mega
fight,
fight.
Was like, holy fuck.
Right.
Everything else has been a fight. There hasn't been a mega fight in a long fucking time.
Yeah.
So years.
My first job ever was where I worked at Hollywood Video. And so we would just rob the place blind. We would literally just steal movies, all, like any job at that age. I'm 16. I'm going to steal everything. And I used to take these UFC VHSs.
Uh-huh.
And I knew like every UFC fight in the beginning, but it was when it was real gimmicky. And like,
we got
a karate guy.
Against a bouncer.
Against a street fighter.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
So I loved those days, but I've taken all this time off since they kind of like rebranded themselves and made themselves
an actual sport.
Dana White thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's been some great fights. He just had a great heavyweight fight. Junior Dos Santos versus Mochel. What?
No, I'm saying those. Take a break soon.
Take a break soon? It's 1:42.
Oh, shit. I didn't know it was that late. I thought it was like 1 o'clock. I thought we've only been on for like an hour.
Dude, it's 1:40 fucking. We didn't start till 12:30. That's why I just ran through it.
Sorry.
No, it's not. It's just, it's a new, the studio's growing. It's going to go through growing pains. But great fights. But the big thing that just happened right now is, word is a class action lawsuit is going to be put up against the UFC by ex-fighters and current fighters.
What?
Well, here's what happened. Recently, the UFC announced a mega super, quote-unquote, game-changer deal with Reebok.
Okay. Yeah, Rousey's wearing it now. Like, a bunch of people just
everybody
got
will
deal.
Be now.
Which, but there was like four people that just got it. That's like, oh yeah, but go ahead.
But what it is now is the fighters aren't allowed to wear any sponsorship by anybody else other than Reebok the week of the fight.
Yeah.
Walk out to the fight, weigh-ins, all that shit. Reebok will pay them sponsorship money, which will be dictated by the UFC and Reebok, which isn't a negotiation.
Right.
And the fighters are like, that's great if I'm John Jones, because I can get like a shiloh cat.
Yeah.
But like, there's guys who are like, are big name, like, because what they're going
to
do is
they won't be able to train, they won't be able to wear, because that's a, like, isn't that how they make their bread and butter, is like all these sponsors.
Dude, you would have
so
fights.
So they don't have day jobs.
There was a fight between like, I think Chuck Liddell And who is the guy that is Tate's good friend who has the beard and his caveman coffee with him?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
That guy.
Bald guy.
Yeah. Right, fucking, that dude. But those guys, that guy once had a fight where he was like, he's getting paid like $15,000, and like the other guy was getting paid like $150,000. And it's like they're both the main card. And it's right. Like, well, how is that right? How is somebody in your main event getting $15,000?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what the UFC says is, hey, man, no other sports allows their players, their athletes to come out with all different stuff.
Which is wrong.
NASCAR does
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
They allow that. That's how they make their money.
NASCAR does it.
Okay. And they're like, no, the other major sports do it. Well, I would tell you the reason that is
they're all getting paid
millions of dollars. Yeah. Even the guy that nobody knows
League
who he is.
They don't need it.
Yeah.
They don't need the individual athletes
the
NBA, basketball, in NFL, and in baseball.
Right.
They don't need advertisers on their shit because they're making millions
right.
of
the,
dollars.
The league minimum is like keeping them from having to work a day job, and they still get like a facility.
Yeah.
I thought the sponsors were like, that's what gives them a place to train. Like, all right, put my name on your shit. We'll let you train here.
Yeah.
So if you made
$35,000 a year to play basketball, 82 games out of the season, guess what? You'd be coming out with fucking Joe Blow's hardware store on your side for another $30,000.
Right.
Yeah. And 100%. Then the UFC.
And a patch that says Cheesecake Factory because you need to go work there four
exactly.
days a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To pay your bills.
And you know, hairnet on.
So they're going to say they have a monopoly on MMA. And even though.
So this could ruin everything.
No, it's not. Dude. There's money being made by everybody. It's just three guys are keeping most of it.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That could ruin a lot of things.
I think it will advance the sport.
So
that's my opinion. I think collective bargaining makes the sport better and allows athletes to, if they make more money, to focus on the sport. Now, I don't personally agree with guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. I think that breeds laziness. I think, like, Darius Miles, he got fucking like $12,000 a year back when that was big, and he didn't do jack shit. Like, I am for,
and
like.
He went and made a movie.
Yeah.
About hacking. Or something. Yeah.
I'm for, if you make the team that year, your contract is guaranteed.
Right.
But you got to make the team. The New York Knicks have been bad for fucking
ever.
15 years because of these guaranteed contracts. And it's not like, and because they had the Yankees mentality of buy everybody, but that doesn't work in this particular sport.
Right.
So I think the players should make more money. I think the fighters should make more money.
But yeah, I was just curious if a lawsuit's going to screw things over as far as like them, you know, burning a bridge with UFC, and then UFC is going to be like, all right, well, we don't.
That's why it has to be class action. I think if one person pulled out a lawsuit and was like, I'm suing the UFC, I'm like, and you will never fight again on television.
Great example, John Fitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He got sent out of the UFC. He just got choked out or knee-barred in the World Series of Fighting. But he was like, I don't want you to own my image.
Right.
You can't just sell my image to video games and I get no money.
That's why Kevin Nash went to Vince McMahon. Oh, I'm trying to think how that went. Oh, so when Ultimate Warrior is a better example of it besides Diesel. Ultimate Warrior, everyone's like, you know, Ultimate Warrior is actually crazy. He had his name legally changed to the Ultimate Warrior. How crazy. And it's fun to call him crazy. He's not crazy. He's a genius. He legally changes his name to Ultimate Warrior, goes to WWF and goes, all right, I'll take all that money you've made off of video games, action figures, T-shirt, everything.
Yeah.
All of it. I want all of it. That's my face. It's my name now. Here's my driver's license. I'm Ultimate Warrior. Look, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And they had to give him a fat Vince McMahon and write him the biggest check ever because he was crazy enough to change his name to Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. It's genius. Total bullshit, dude. Yeah. It's almost what happens with comedians.
Yeah.
It's just like comedy clubs don't make money when like Jay Moore's coming through.
Sure.
They need Jay Moore to give the club
some credibility.
Yeah. They make money off of me.
When I pack
the room, I get on radio, I pack the room, and they're paying me $6.50 an hour to do the fucking week. That's when they make their money.
Yep.
They need me as much as they need a Jay Moore. And people will laugh at my show. And Jay Moore is great. I'm just using a name that people will know.
Right.
Beef. Well, Twitter
well,
beef.
No,
Sam Tripoli,
I have no problems with anybody.
Jay Moore.
No, but it's like they're gonna. He's a great comic.
One thing about Jay comic. Moore, and I'll say this: that dude loves to come in the back
That's
of bitches.
He loves it.
It's making everybody uncomfortable. It's making
the guy just likes to come.
Who doesn't?
That's a fucking good question, Sam.
It's like when hot chicks go, like, I gotta hate lines. Yeah, everyone hates lines, stupid. Like, nobody wants to wait in lines.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking either lines in a scene or cocaine.
Yeah, no, they love both of those.
Yeah. Chicks, there was a guy rocking around the store last night. I'm not gonna say who he's in, but he's got coke. Funny stories last night. Drug dealers everywhere. I the comedy store probably doesn't want me to say that, but they
what?
Are. It's
They're
just
aware
like,
of it.
Drug yeah, dealers yeah. at the comedy store.
But it's like the comedy store is like the They're Studio aware. 54 of comedy. It's just that's where it's at sure. right now.
Yeah.
It is a awesome place that is fucking fun to party at sure. and where art happens. It's awesome. And you know, Eric the GM's doing a great job by kind of getting everybody to work correctly.
Sure.
You know? But it's in a great place right now, dude.
It's your friend's cool house.
It really is,
yeah,
dude.
Like, hey, yeah. come over to, you know, Doug's. Yeah, you know, Doug's parents aren't in town for 10 years.
Exactly. Doug's parents died and
Doug's
they left
parents.
Him the house.
Can you believe Doug's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
in charge?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, no way.
Doug's in charge.
So anyways, I'm hanging there and I know this guy who's got blow. And I watch him walk down the hall followed by fucking four dime pieces.
Of course.
Just like little, like ducklings following the mother duck. Sure. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So then I'm hanging out at the store and I'm just hanging out. And this chick comes up to me, and she looks like kind of like Lord meets like a wildling from Game of Thrones. Like if you combine those two, that's exactly what she looks like.
Uh-huh.
Both have horrible acne. All right, perfect.
It was so funny because I go, for a second time, I go, oh, I thought you said you weren't going to be here. She goes, oh, why didn't I say that? And like, last night you said you were just on by. He's like, oh, yeah, you were the guy. I was trying to figure out who you were. How's it going? I'm like, hey, what you up to? She's like, just dealing drugs. I go, what?
She just said that out of the blue.
No, yeah, literally lie. Right to me. I go, uh-huh. What are you doing? She goes, like, what kind? She goes, oh, all the good ones. And I wanted to find out what her good ones are compared to my good ones.
Right.
And it's all the hippie drugs.
Cialis.
It's all the hippie drugs. Yeah. So I go,
what?
Oh,
pot and mushrooms? No,
yeah.
She didn't have mushrooms.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pot, mushrooms, acid?
Yeah.
Oxy.
Really?
Yeah.
Acid's back, huh?
Yep.
That's all
so,
she had?
Yeah. So anyways, I'm like, oh,
you
that's
just
cool.
Called all three of them in four guesses? That's pretty
yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when you go hippie drugs, I'm like,
if this was Family Feud, you had literally gotten
yeah,
every
yeah,
one of the
yeah,
answers.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Uh-huh.
So then I go, oh, that's cool. Well, it's cool to see you here. We should hang out sometime. She goes, it's going to cost you. I go, what? She goes, it's going to cost you. No, I go, hold on. It's going to cost me to hang out? She's like, yeah. I go, hold on. Are you like a hooker drug dealer? And she's like, I don't know. I go, oh, my God. I go, should I be saying this?
On
the
so
sure. All the hippie drugs.
What are you talking
pot,
about?
Acid, mushrooms, and pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she's dealing.
I'm not saying names, even though I
you
described
don't need
her. But it's like I've never met a drug dealing hooker,
yeah,
which means it's like that's what you should be doing.
Wait a minute. Was she really a hooker?
Well,
sex for money. Yeah, that's
Steve
a hooker.
Thought she's undercover. Like,
course,
nobody puts
yeah.
that out like that.
Randolph?
But I'm like,
yeah, he thinks
but then she offered prostitution. I'm like, he's like, well, maybe she.
She
is.
Literally was like, we can
well,
fuck for money.
Prostitution's also illegal, so I mean, that would still be.
She never said that, but she goes, yeah, it's going to cost you. I go, the hangout? She's like, yeah, my time is precious. I'm like, are you a drug dealing hooker?
That's amazing.
Wow.
And she laughs. She's like, I got to go watch the show and walks off. I'm like, holy fuck.
Wow. That's
but
crazy.
It's like literally a one-stop shop. It's kind of like when like Del Taco and Subway are together, or you know,
no, it's better than that. It's
or like Carl's
that.
Jr. and Green
like,
Burrito.
Yeah, it's better than
let
that.
Let me get a pizza and a fucking churro.
No, it's better than that. It's like when if the post office served pizza, like you'd be like, well, I'm already waiting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah
like,
why
like,
here?
It's not those two things.
Yeah,
it's very Chinese. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
because the Chinese love to combine
yeah,
two things that
shop.
Don't go together. It's
exactly.
like donuts and car shop. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
it's like well, what? I get a fucking.
You're like,
well,
can I get a joint?
Well,
hell, how much for
a
joint
a
and my
like
fucking
an apple
face
fritter.
In your asshole? How much for a joint and my face in your asshole?
Yeah.
I cannot stress that enough.
I don't know.
A hundo. Wait, for both or
the joints,
for each?
Yeah, exactly. The joint's $10. So with the face and the ass, $5. Like, it's cheap. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, that is cheap.
Yeah, I'll give you a joint for $10 or a joint and you eat my asshole for $5.
Well, at least she appreciates your work.
Yeah. She's paying you at that point.
Our friend Carlos Herrera.
That's money that makes money.
You're the prostitute.
And that's money on top of money.
She made you the prostitute.
Now you're munching snacks.
Carlos Herrera, yeah. And the only reason I say his name because he's come on my podcast to tell the story. Like, he'll get crazy.
CJ Herrera on Twitter, everybody.
He gets Craigslist hookers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like, but he'll go over there and he met this one chick and she's like smoking meth, watching gay porn, and like he fisted her.
Yeah.
But then she charged him for that.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing the work.
Right. He paid a chick to go to meet her at a hotel while she's watching porn.
Gay right. porn.
Gay. She's watching gay porn, and he paid her to just fist her. While
what
she's
is,
watch,
what is
watching
this
gay porn.
Girl, some sort of
genius. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her book
amazing.
Can be bought online.
Yeah, she is like, it's she's, got,
crazy.
She's got it down.
So, hey, did you have any sports you didn't want? Because we're going to wrap it up. We got 5 minutes left. Any sports that you wanted to talk about?
Not really, man. I think we covered it all. I love LeBron. Seattle
yeah,
sports.
I do too.
The Raiders
what would
are going
to
be good soon.
I would think you would go like this. You are NBA first, you are NFL second, you are other third.
No, I think baseball's third.
Baseball's third?
It goes, you'd be surprised. Baseball number one.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
No.
I absolutely baseball. Thought you would go NBA first.
It's just that the Mariners are so crummy right now.
Well, they're buying players. I think they're getting better.
Yeah,
so you go baseball, basketball, football.
Baseball, football, basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you shocked by this, Sim Triple?
Baseball,
football, basketball.
Wow.
Are you shocked by this?
But
yes.
I would. It would be baseball, basketball, football if the Sonics were still around.
Okay.
Everything's been shifted.
No, I get that. Okay. I get that. We'll get into baseball. It's off-season baseball.
Yeah.
It's just, and we usually talk baseball when Ari's here because he's legitimately has stats on everything.
Well, and also nobody cares about the Mariners. It's just not that exciting to talk about.
Well, I just feel that, like, it's like, listen, if there's no reason for the NBA to have owners that don't want to spend money.
Sure.
There are so many of these hedge fund guys
sure.
who just want to win at everything that
yeah.
they have enough money to fucking buy the team
spend. And baseball really is about the checkbook.
It really
is. It's about who's got the nuts. And who's got that fucking bank account to be like, hey, you want to come to New York? You want to come to L.A.? You want to come to Seattle? You know, it's about the town and who owns that fucking team going, hey, man, I'll give you 100 million reasons to leave Pittsburgh and come to L.A.
I think baseball should have a minimum you're allowed to spend.
It would save the sport.
Right.
But the minimum, they should have a maximum.
But that window's very small. Yeah, yeah.
And the minimum should be like $10 million less. It should be right there.
Right.
So everybody has to field a good team.
Well, because like, look at the Cubs. Name five good Cubs.
Well, they actually spent this
year.
Yeah.
But it's because everyone's going, wait, we're the Cubs. We might be the highest grossing. And there's no way to prove how much these teams make.
Dude,
that stadium is sold out every game. And it's just
the most historic place. Chicago's an amazing city.
Well,
and the Rickets just go, well, why would we spend
money?
I'll
tell you
we're
something.
We're making money.
We're
making money.
Yeah.
We branded ourselves
bullcrap.
Without having to win.
They're the most popular team in sports.
As much as people hate the Dodgers because it's L.A., I'll tell you, I was blown away by the fact that Dodgers fans hated the McCourt so much that they stopped going to games.
Oh, yeah.
And that point is when you force the action. The Cubs, I was like, I know you like going there getting shit-faced, hitting on chicks there, but you have to be like, enough.
Right.
We need a team.
At that point, you want bandwagon fans. Yeah,
dude,
some of these towns are just incapable of it.
Mayweather, man, why do you think he's fighting Pacquiao? Because he hasn't hit a million buys in his last two fights.
His last two fights. You know, he signed a six-fight deal with Showtime for, like, $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, first one was okay, next two are shit, and he still has two more fights on a $500 million contract.
The boxing's so boring.
You start
to watch
going, like, whoa.
Boxing mat, I just like combat sports, so I can watch a good boxing mat if people are bringing the action.
Right.
Yeah. But you got to bring the action.
Because I think that time is just over. I think all these good boxers just go, why don't I go UFC?
Because the money isn't the same.
Yep.
That's If the UFC changed the purses, it would destroy
boxing. Yeah, because people just go, I'll just go do that.
Yeah.
Yep. It's totally, yeah.
Once jiu-jitsu makes it into the inner city and you can lower the price so these kids can learn jiu-jitsu, it's over.
Yeah.
It's like once American black athletes start realizing how much money is in European football.
Sure.
And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm trying to get in the NBA to make fucking 50 mil when I can make a
60 million a year playing soccer in fucking Brazil.
Dude, it's going to be crazy.
I think also it's just like the baseball side of like a lot of these black young kids were like, wait a minute, I could just go straight to the pros in basketball. And when baseball, like, after there's a farm system and I have to float around in single A,
well,
double A, triple
was,
A. And so it's like, why would you want to do that?
I just think the NBA marketed to the inner city way better than anybody else did.
Smart.
It's just way better.
It's killed baseball a little bit, and now we're going to like. Kill it, but there was a time in the early 90s when people were like, ah, screw it.
What's killed baseball is the fact that, you know, up until recently, Kansas City couldn't compete. Or, you know, and it's like, you can't have it so they, it, like, every 20 years, these teams, they have to be competitive.
Yeah.
Football is big because the Kansas City can compete with New York City.
Absolutely.
That's why it's a fucking national sport.
That's why it's
parody.
Killing.
Parody.
Well, Jeff, I would love to have you on anytime.
Just come back for sure.
We'll talk. Have you in a couple more weeks. We'll talk some more sports. I know you're super busy. Why don't you give some dates where you're going to be and where your New Year's show?
In New Year's, I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Nice.
And then I think I'm in Rosemont in Chicago at Zanies, and then I'm in downtown Zanies, Chicago coming up.
Oh, you're going to stay there, dude, 2 weeks?
Charlotte. I'm somewhere every weekend for the rest
of
the year.
That's great.
But yeah, Dayton, Ohio for New Year's and bouncing around here.
Nice, man.
All right. New Year's, I am at the Underground in Toronto. Super excited. I'm already told it's almost halfway sold out. So.
Nice.
I'm very excited. Toronto's literally my favorite city to gig in. My favorite city. I just love it. They're smart. They get it. The women are gorgeous. So I just love it. If I can't do San Francisco, I'd love to do Toronto.
I just did Calgary, but I've never been to Toronto.
Dude, really?
I've never been there, yeah.
Oh, you
I know Sean Cullen's from there. He's a good pal.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the best town because they're smart. And they're attractive. They're like, it really is like a San Francisco of Canada.
It's like playing the parlor if they were smart.
Yeah. I played the parlor once, killed. I got to get back in there. And then that's about, but my, dude, January, I got some great shows coming up. A Naughty Show back in L.A. We're going to do that. Then I got this new show I'm doing in Long Beach at Harvell's called The Dirty Roast. You guys are going to love it. If you're in L.A., it's going to be so... I'm just going to do like
the
an hour
roast.
Of me just fucking racking the crowd.
I love that.
I'm just going to go... I'm going to do a bunch of comics, pole dancers, and then just me just pounding people.
Right.
And I'm just going to do that. And then a bunch of great shows. Working on some stuff to get in Vegas. A lot of dates coming up. Going to be, I guess I'm going to be almost out in Minnesota during the Super Bowl, but we'll get into all that later. Check out samtribbley.com. Guys, please check out punchdrunksports.com. It's going to be great. We appreciate everything. Jeff, one more time. Jason, got anything?
January 2nd and 3rd, I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
With Chris Porter.
Oh, that's a great week and a great time.
This third, yeah, it could be weird. Like it's the day after New Year's,
but
whatever.
Probably not going to be
packed. First time I ever did drugs was Chris Porter. I've never even smoked weed, and
I bet a lot of drugs.
I don't.
I consider it alcohol.
Yeah, me too. I bet a lot of people say that about Chris Porter.
Yeah.
First time I ever did drugs was with that guy.
Yeah, and I bet
a lot
like
of people
a strange
say that.
Word. First time I ever smoked weed was with Chris Porter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I barely even can.
If you say,
I'm
like, first
serious.
Time I ever did drugs, my brain goes, like, you were doing coke or you were, like, on acid.
I'm almost
ready to take
coke off the drug list. I'm being.
You're crazy. It's the worst drug.
No, crystal meth and heroin are the fucking worst.
Coke is, like, their fucking brother.
No, it's. Nope.
Dude.
Coke is the brother.
Coke is harmless, is what you're telling
me. No, I'm not. But I don't think weed's harmless either. I think
alcohol's
worse than weed. True or false?
Out of the three, coke is the worst, but I don't think it should be like going to jail for it. You know, it should be like something where it's like, if you got a problem, you go get treatment.
Right.
You should do it with, grown-ups should be able to do it. That's just my opinion. I don't think you should be going to jail for doing cocaine.
I think fast food should be illegal.
What?
So I, said, yeah. So I think fast food should be illegal.
But heroin, crystal meth, those things can kill you. And crystal meth...
So kills people all the time.
Yeah, but dude, it's like over time, just like alcohol. Nobody does a line and just like, and dies.
I'm sure people have heart attacks after doing
first
coke.
First time doing a line. I doubt it.
No,
heroin can
that.
Kill you first time.
I see
meth
what you're
can fuck your brain up.
I see what you're saying.
Dude, I see people in recovery all the time who've been doing too much meth and they have fucking schizophrenia.
Uh-huh.
So those drugs should be, those should be like, no. And like, I don't think you should go to jail for
that.
Other
people that have Parkinson's from doing coke.
Okay. But dude, they've done studies. Your brain now shrinks if you smoke weed. There's like everything.
Sure.
You got to pay your tab eventually. But should you be going to jail for
point.
It?
I don't think you should go to jail for any of that shit.
I don't think you should go to jail for, but I think if you want to make something illegal, and they shouldn't be felonies, they should be misdemeanors.
Yes.
That are court.
Weed should not be on that list.
Weed and coke and booze should be, I feel, in the same class. That's just me.
Then coke's the bottom line.
I'm with you on that.
That's the bottom line on that.
I'm voting for Sam Tripoli.
Thank you, dude. Jeff Dye, you're the best.
Thank you for doing it.
Will you come back on to more stories of conquest?
I would love to.
All right, that was going to be our first half an hour. We love the new studio. Again, thank you guys so much for all the help. Punch Drunk Sports, BetDSI, Punch Drunk, Caveman Coffee, Punch Drunk Sports, Amazon links. Please check out the website. Go there, please. PunchDrunkSports.com. Check it out. Later, guys.
Fuck it.